We speak the word. We speak it. It hasn't happened, but then it happens. So that's the prophetic utterance. Now, that a lot of times is in prayer. For me, it's preaching across the pulpit as a prophetic utterance.
Yeah.
You guys will find things that are preached, they'll come to pass. Sometimes I might catch something that won't be manifested for 3 years, but I'll speak it with such confidence, and then here it comes.
Is that like, or let's say, you know, how we take the, we've got a thought, and we bring it, and then take then you sort of bring the same sort of thought on the Sunday?
Yeah, yeah.
That along those aspects as well. It's almost a confirmation.
Same thing. That's what fills the confidence from the people, because they see what we're saying comes to pass. It's like when I give counsel, like I'm seeing it now, every time, just every little conversation over in Tyler. And the accuracy of these things was just like, you know, some of those denominational ministers were saying, man, we would ask the teachers in Bible studies these questions, and they would give us something, but not so simple as that, not so clear. But then that's a sense too, yes, the Holy Spirit coming here and making these things clear. And I shouldn't be surprised. Actually, when it's happening, it's like just normal for me. But then when they're relating it back, and immediately they say, we need a 5-day seminar. We need you to come back with 5 days. Another one will say, we need you to come back for 3 days. 3 days. And I can see they're even meaning from the heart. It's like the brother on the strange place. I was buying them because it was a hectic with the
witches. Hey, Barry.
Yes.
Can you hear Brother Steve?
Yeah, but there's a difference when you are so close and when pastor is a little bit away. But I have a loudspeaker. I can just put it up higher. I don't know where Brother Jesse.
So what we were talking about, Brother Jesse, was just what we were talking about on Sunday and just preparing ourselves for to give examples, you know, so the church can follow through on our examples of the prophetic part of the ministry. And what's next, basically, what's next for all of the different parts of the ministry, and one of the focal points is like, how can I put it? The prophetic part of the ministry. In other words, we can tap into the word within you and open it up like a eagle anointing with an eagle anointing. So already we know we're in the season for that. And then actually what we're doing, because just like the prophet, the prophetic part, if this is a season, then the prophetic part is wanting to be birthed anyway. And if we keep using the example of the prophet, he was coming to 62. And he's preaching messages like, "Sirs, is this the time of the end?" And he was more asking questions rather than giving answers. because it wasn't clear. But the prophetic word, the office of a prophet, was ready to be birthed, because the very next year he preaches the revelation of the seven seals. But so this is a part of it is understanding what we are moaning and groaning and travail to birth. Now I know the pattern because I've seen the manifestation of these things for the last 2 years. And especially since the ministry of divine love is being promoted. So, you know, I use the patterns of the Lord, Brother Branham. We can use the pattern of Paul and how he had to come into that prophetic part of his ministry too. How he was the standard of every true ministry. So you fellows can also use that pattern, because I've been showing that pattern for the last 2 years. But to be able to show it, you've got to be able to see it. Because like I'm saying, the husbandman must be first part to get the fruit. And then for you fellows whānau to come into it, they've got to be able to see it in you fellows.
It's just like that's just like
when
I took the rangatahi down to Auckland, and I want to bring the rest of them down in Auckland. What I know. But there's a battle there, because I'm trying to explain it to them, but they're not. You know, and I'm trying to, like, can't you see it? You know, I'm up over here so that you can understand it. Is that sort of like that? Like,
But it's a word that brings them into the season. Now, when we're opening up some of these things in that, when we had those combined meetings, we only just touched the tip of it. And that's why there's more. We'd have to have another session like that before they could even hone into that. And that's why Brother Robert, he saw those things, and that's why September he's wanting us to go up and teach position and placing for their churches, because he sees the importance of getting the team, you know, all sussed together and working together as a team, right from the tamariki all the way up to the elders in the church. But that's a part, because we're trying to bring them up. But I think these things start with us. It starts with the brothers and sisters. So I'll just show you the pattern again. We look at it through the ministry of Christ, how he was coming into, what was the pulse? What was the three pulse of his ministry? What's the first pulse? Healing. What's the second pull? Prophecy. The third pull was the word. The three pulls of ministry. Now, there's no subtraction, It just went from one stage of the ministry up to the next. Now, it took the prophetic ministry to open the word. But it took the evangelical gift to open up the healing and the knowing the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The evangelical ministry. Yeah, that's right. It was the bait to attract the attention to the hook. The hook is the word. But then the word has to come through the prophetic ministry, because this is where now he's changing from evangelist to prophet. And then the ministry of the prophet brings out the word clearly. Now, evangelist knows what he's seeing, but it can't come clear until they break into the prophetic part of the ministry. That's what it is. And sometimes even when you fellows are trying to explain your thought, but you're trying to explain it from a evangelical or healing or prophecy and vision, those things are to bring us into the season in preparation for your prophetic ministry. And the prophetic ministry is what brings out the word. The prophet now, that's what I'm saying, is that prophetic part of the ministry has to be birthed through you. Now, nobody else can birth that. You've got to birth it. But when I'm showing you, like, for instance, we're showing that in the Lord, because the first stages of his ministry was healing. Rabbi healing all of these different people, and then the crowds being gathered together for the healing. Next thing was to know the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And they're still loving it in their view, and he's popular preacher, because the supernatural is being manifested. But then the third stage, when he began to preach the word, man, 70 of his disciples leave him. John chapter 6, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, there's no life in you. This is him now entering into the Son of Man ministry. And the Son of Man is the unfolding of the word. So when Jesus was healing the people, evangelical ministry, first stage of the ministry. When he spoke to the fig tree, because there was no food from the tree, that was prophecy.
That was cursed.
He cursed the fig tree. They come back, cursed it in the morning, they come back in the evening, it's withered. See, that's prophetic. So the third pull is the spoken word and the revealed word, all in the prophetic ministry. And then the last part of it is preaching to souls that are in prison now, those that can't receive it. So I can see that in the Lord in his ministry. I can see that in Brother Branham's ministry. You can see it in Paul's ministry. So you know the pattern when you're being able to see those things. You've got to be able to see how it's being done. But then the next part is you should be able to see it in the things that I've been doing and I've been preaching. And then you see the manifestation of these things too.
Okay.
All of those are patterns, eh? Now you know how to birth these things in you. Because all you're doing is following the same patterns. Now, if, for instance, the ministers aren't moving into that pattern, how can the people? Now, that's why there's a struggle. That's why Brother Stewart just wants to play games. But mate, we're getting ready for the rapture. So there's more important things than games. And what will unite the bride? Not games. It's the word. It's actually the fivefold ministry, but it's a fivefold ministry to the rangatahi. On a level of understanding. That's what will unite them. Game of touch, hey, that's good for the physical, but that won't unite. Because it's fivefold ministry, Ephesians 4, I think it's about verse 12 and 13, where it says, what was the purpose of the fivefold ministry? Bring us into the unity of the faith. And then raises up in the stature of perfect man. Now, the only real way for our rangatahi to catch it, and our tamariki, is you've got to bring. The fathers have got to show the image of the fact. So you've got to bring forth the prophetic body of ministry. And a lot of that comes through prayer. A lot of that is a birthing thing. But what I see, what I do is I follow the pattern in the Word. When the Word is open, that's the vision I walk in. And that I got such confidence in walking in that. And then it's like, it just appears. And it's not even hard. You know?
So how did you show that to these ones, Eli? You know, I know how you talked about them being left in the dark. How did you teach them when he was a child coming up through the ranks there?
Man, I think it's a season for them to catch it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a season because in the first stages, it was like, how can I put it? It was like corrective love.
Mm-hmm.
Man, these fellas couldn't move.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when we go into conventions, when they're in church, just silence.
Yeah.
And then Cyril just look at them and
that's it.
No play up, no nothing. But that was what I would have called in that stage, that was more corrective love.
Exactly. But in that time, that's what we understood as well.
Yeah.
That's what we...
Do you have any malice to that?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. There's parts there where...
Bell.
Well, yeah, exactly. I guess I can understand that now, you know, but at the time, like, it was like, you know, Dad would say to us, you know, I'm doing this for you, eh? And we're like, nodding, but we know our minds, we're like,
not knowing.
Yeah. But it was, I guess, that time and season as well, because...
I was trying to get it. How would you say to your tamariki that part? Yeah, how can I see it?
They look at us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I think where I went wrong was I would magnify the old man, what I used to do.
Okay.
Talk about back in the day.
Yeah.
Instead of... because the young ones are impressionable. Right?
Yeah. Very much so.
And because in their genes, like when I'm talking about all of these spot tackles and knocking these fellas out on the lead paddock,
yeah.
Right, that's what young fellas are going to try to aspire to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they want to raise up into that. So for me, I think I've told too many of those kind of stories.
And
when it was like that, it got to a point where it was like a competition amongst us boys. And if you didn't put on a hit or something like that, you're a girl. Oh, no, not like that, yeah, but you know what I mean. Yeah, so it's not pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also we knew who were the good ones in our with us boys. We knew who was the koretake ones, you know, and we used to banter on it, but at the same time, they're trying their hardest to, you know, I've got to put on this massive hit, and then, no, gosh.
One was stuck out for me over the combined meetings.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that when the music was playing, it tricked everybody, even from the ones outside.
Yeah.
That's and if you have a look at the music group, that was the biggest youth.
Yeah.
Everyone would trick you.
Yeah.
So throughout the time I was seeing the fellas that wasn't really interested when the music was playing, they'd come in and have a look. So it was, to me, it was like, oh, and there's a real attraction in the worship for young people.
Right.
And that was sort of the common thing that stuck out for me over that weekend was actually, it wasn't the activity, it was the worship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's always going to create the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But create the atmosphere for what? The Word.
Yeah.
Is what you get a lot of times when you see, and this is where Brother Ferdy and me were struggling because they that do the worship on the street, who create the atmosphere, attract the people, but no word for the next stage. Because we already know that when the children of Israel are crossing over to the promised land, the worshippers went first. And then the Levites carried the ark, which had the word worship, then the word, then all of the people followed the word. So, you know, it's like Jesus said, there's no comeliness that he should be desired. It's like, for the young ones, the word isn't an attraction. But it has an effect on the inside. And there's nothing that can replace the word. This is why I'm trying to magnify, to bring us into the unity of the faith. But what I'm saying is, if you caught me, I was talking about the fivefold ministry for the rangatahi. That's the ability to be able to break it down into a level of understanding.
And that's what I've heard from as an teacher, finds it quite hard to follow the messages. So the experience that they go through and whatever they do on the off-season, they try and use that to bring it into, you know, to make it a, I don't know, to point it out to them. That that's how the word is bringing and to the activities, that sort of thing. Oh, how that's
trying see, this is the thing that I think is that the world is so used to entertainment. And that's where the rangatahi have become used to entertainment. Whereas, you know, back in my day, it was like, our playing, our fun was eeling. It was trying to find the feed. That actually was our entertainment other than work. It was work, it was work, and that's where we had fun, going to find geese eggs and turkey eggs and hen eggs. That was our entertainment. That was our fun. And so this is how things have evolved. Things have changed into a place now where the rangatahi is all about fun. It's not a, you know, it's not a day for them. And actually fun is really a Babylonian tool. Entertainment I'm talking about. Is a Babylonian tool to distract the people away from what? The word. So how do we bring it back into the right sort of context?
I think, you know, you're talking about the first point and the second point. If there is those parts of it, but then bringing it actually not just staying in the first and the second, but bringing it into the third, you know, because I remember our teenagers were saying, well, they would, when we asked them, how was it? And I was quite surprised. I thought they'd be, you know, all good, you know, play games all day and that was sweet. But then they come to me and Sharon and said, well, it was all right, but there was no word in it. And I was quite surprised when they said that to me. And then I was like, oh, that's, you know, well, there's progress there at the same time. But I reckon if it's, I mean, those are attractions. But as you said, you know, with the words added into it, but not just feel good words, you know, but more. Because at the moment, we were doing that, like, if they have a question, maybe it's because about, do you understand what the Holy Ghost is? Or do you know what the third pool is? Or a greater explanation about baptism? You know, those are some of the subjects that we're touching on each one and that we're having. If those are implemented, but on a level that our rangatahi can relate to or understand, I think we're pushing well. But at the same time, I guess as brothers as well, as fathers, as I guess, I mean, me and Sharon can implement those things, a pastor can implement those things, but if it's not expressed in the home as well, it's just going to go straight over the head. It's almost like what you were saying about just relying on your Tuesday training and the game day, but not doing your extras.
Yeah.
These are my extras, they
implemented
at home. You know, we're having little bits of fellowship, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, we fellowship with our kids.
Yeah.
We ask them, like, man, my kids, they may look at them in church, and they, you know, once they're looking up there, and,
hey.
But trust me, man, they do have a deal. Like,
you
ask the questions,
right.
You know, they listen, you know.
Yeah.
And for me,
it's questions, man.
Wow. It's like taking my can't just take a carcass and dump it at the nest and eaglets to break into it. We need to break it down.
Yeah.
You know, we need to break the carcass and feed them. Well, that's just how I see it. That's how we see it.
That's good.
A pattern that we sort of try to see, because when they came walking, exactly the same thing.
I don't say
that. See, I thought my kids, they're not sporty. So I thought, oh, these two are just being party pooers, but I know that they enjoy the work.
Yeah.
But you know, the activities that they want to do, it's different, because there was games, which was all good, but the games that we play with Eli Sharon, it's games that stimulate. There's a teaching behind the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a teaching aspect.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why when you brought up when you're giving your thing. About going down to Auckland, and then how you brought it in a way where the game was they had to protect something, but you brought it in a way where you're protecting the word.
Mm.
See, like little teachings like that.
Yeah.
You know, my kids enjoy stuff like that when it comes back to the word. So it's like when I think that's what they lack. I honestly do believe that the Auckland fellowships and stuff like that, or New Zealand, it's the word.
Word content. Because that's what will actually change them, but it's then up to us to be able to present it in a way that they can catch it until they can become sharp enough to be able to catch things clearly. So breaking down to them, and it has to go home. It actually has to go home to be able to teach them at home too. Now this is where they learn from the parents. And that's why, that's what I'm saying, you got to be able to boost that prophetic part to show them. Actually, what gives them confidence is when you're bringing forth something, they see that change in us, and you're bringing forth something, and then they see it come to pass. That's the prophetic part.
Yeah, because a lot of them have it in them too, their courses. Because I've known, like, all of our teenagers, hey, sometimes some of them you have to pull out of them a little bit more harder, but once they, it's like they pop, and then they just... what was the question? I said, oh, what's your fellow's definition of prophecy? And then they started going I was pulling teeth though. But when you got it to the point where they, you know, when they get it, when they understand and they got a line and they run with it, they even started going into stuff like third row, second row, and then they started going into, you know, all those kind of prophecies that have come to pass. Oh, they even pulled up those two towers as well.
Tell
that part, and I was like, oh. But yeah, it's like, I guess as parents, we know our kids' strengths and where they lack a little bit, but they do listen. It's just pulling them out or showing them a different group that they have, because a lot of our kids are quite hands-on. And when we are hands-on with them, they're quite, I guess that's probably how the answer will want to, but
it's easy to be Okay, she had her activities.
Yeah.
In this parliament of preaching of the word, at least there's an activity.
Yeah.
So it was an opportunity to be able to go through to experience this.
You see, this is where, like, Wednesday night was a good example where we can put the rangatahi up in there and answer questions and actually catch the concepts, knowing that they're going to have to give the answer to them. And then they're slowly raising up into their places where it becomes important to them. You know, if some of those young ones have actually, they're looking for a replacement for, you know, you like to take for instance, Levi, the man, where if they continue in sport, they're going to get good at it. And then that would be like, he good at it. But then the things of the Lord is gone because they put too much attention in that direction. So then these ones that want activity, man, I think we should pump something every Saturday. Get something going every Saturday. Some activity, you know? And then that could be some of these life skills. That could be getting them ready for to learn how to dive and fish and make the rongoa, get them ready for planting seedlings and this kind of stuff. Activity all the time. And then we're showing them those kind of principles. I think the activity is one of the keys. But activity that will... because we should be able to teach them wholesome stuff because they're in that environment at school anyway. Eh? And some of the rubbish that they're teaching there is probably not going to be relevant any time of their life. So we can be teaching them stuff that is relevant for life skills and then even more, you know, I mean, even to a place of, the next stage of the music program is for our rangatahi to step up, start introducing our rangatahi into some of these areas of responsibility. Now, some of them know, like Levi, I was talking to him about that business.
Yeah, I keep on dropping it for him as well. Not just my kids, but I've been dropping to the other teenagers as well. Like, even to the point where even your kids are asking me, being a bit about asking true purpose, you know, because getting why, a lot of the question was, why are we getting baptized when we're just doing the same thing that we're doing now? And what's the purpose? And that was the biggest question, you know, because we're still going to come to church, we're still, you know, we're still going to learn from what's been said across the pulpit. These were the questions. And it's good, too, because it breaks it down.
It's pretty clear, you know, when you bring it right back, because it's the same for the young ones as it is for adults. Because water baptism is about remission of sin. Because without it, we'll retain that sin. But water baptism, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. In other words, clean slate. And that's not just sin, it's iniquities of the forefathers, it's curses of the forefathers. So actually, when they come up from the waters of baptism, it's a clean slate. You never even did it. And then you start to add it. Then you're building on a very firm foundation. That's the really main part of it.
Is imparting part of being perfect, that prophetic part?
See, this is why the brother Brennan was taught about the greater works, right? And then we find out he's saying that the greater works is the ability to impart eternal life to others, right? And then he says Acts 2:38. So there's two scriptures that were involved. Acts 2:38 as word of baptism. And then it was John chapter 20, I think it's verse 20, I can't remember. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. So it was the ability to remit sin. So water baptism is it. That's imparting eternal life. So even just to get them into that era, I think that once those young fellows start to make that kind of commitment, then the other ones will want to move into those realms as well, you know. Now once they move into that, because without that it's almost impossible to break into that prophetic part of the ministry. Got to come into that part first. It's like Muller, right? That follows on to it for the technical side of things. And he studies it. He looks into those things. So, see, he's actually bringing forth the further part, because he's looking to how can we better this. He's already looking into that. So that's the advancement of his ministry right there. And that's the key, is the ability, because we have to help place these spots in areas of responsibility according to their gifting. Now, that's not just the pastoral ministry, that's actually parents, as parenting as well.
Because there's a mistake to take the songs of the song of them as well, to put it on to another part, say, from beyond the songs. But say you had all those quite powerful songs. Right. Well, she said that Sam sussed it out how to get it off that to bring it all into the one book.
Right.
And all of them, and then he taught it, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I mean, when, so she knows, and it's what was, you know,
right.
She knows how to pull all those songs up then, and the cause of that wavering, the cause of that fruit.
See, so the next part of their ministry is actually into all of them can interact and move between any one of those.
Yeah.
And then once they know, they duplicate the process and bring some of the other Ramatai into those areas. I think those are all important. Then they're growing in something, but I think even we lack instrument players. That should be another part of an advancement of the ministry, is getting some, because that's what some of these ones could be doing on a Saturday. Come and learn the guitar, learn how to play those percussions, learn how to play the guitar, and then we've got the next crop coming through, you know? But we're giving them something wholesome to come into.
Sure.
It's like, Jess, what are your young ones? What are the areas you think they'd be keen to jump into?
Yeah, the music for Scotland, and then, like you're saying, with the life skills, eh? I think anything hands-on, they're gonna be into anything hands-on, and then if it's teaching them good life skills and how to come out of Mystery Babylon at the same time.
Right. See, I think generally everybody would be on the same page, no?
I can Bluetooth, but the things I can listen. Just
trying to get some other gear so that the hearing is a bit better. But I think that if we can, because normally it's parents are committed to the young ones for sport on a Saturday, right?
Sure.
So being able to commit them to activity, but we've got to have It's not just roll up and then we're going to do such and such. And it's got to be something that's really well repented. I think we find out which one of the children is keen on learning an instrument, for an example, and what instrument they're keen on learning, and then we can put them through that. Or maybe some of them might be technically inclined. I think their parents should know that, eh?
Yeah.
And then we've always got them sort of coming through.
Yeah.
Because you see when Des isn't there on Sunday or Wednesday, there should be one of our rangatahi ready to jump in. Not just rangatahi, it could be anybody. And so that we've always got a full complement. So it'd be good actually if we can get something like that moving. So what do you boys reckon, even for implementing something like that on the Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's been training to the sense of even what we're trying to do for the next thing. It's just forecasting.
Right.
Thinking ahead, what are we going to do?
Plan ahead. Mm.
We actually got the money there, the whole thing was there. We could actually run the program now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that just supports everyone to get into the visions of what we're trying to do. Because that's really what it looks like. So what I was so impressed with was that we didn't add anything to get that money.
Right.
We did what we did, and we got it.
Yeah.
So when I'm thinking like that, it's like, well, why don't we just keep doing what we're doing here?
Well, it's unique.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but it told us, it told me that we didn't have to put the funding was putting us. And I don't know that in the tell, but when we follow that journey, you know, my the vision for me is that, okay, that worked, so let's just keep going.
Right. See, and that one suits me because. Like I always try to use my Sunday. I'm either out in the bush or I'm out on the water, and that would suit me if we get our young ones interested in all those kind of things as well. Because let's face it, all of them would be interested in bringing home a fee.
Yeah.
Eh? Everybody is referring they can bring home a client.
It's part of the word, but it's like we say, the prophetic word. But it's part of the built up of the experience and the preaching.
Right.
It brings it to you.
Right.
So even if you see, you know, I remember sharing before, I just said, wait till the, I didn't really know what I was talking about, but I said, wait till the whole revelation comes from planting next season.
Right.
And then when we started on, and when you started on the journey, the whole language changed.
Yeah.
The whole ministry changed. Mm.
To live by faith.
To live by faith. And it started by those activities. You have to look at it. So within those activities is actually the preaching of the word.
Right. Because that's it. That's the ability to live by faith. Is actually implementing those life skills. And it might, I don't know, then it comes down to you guys as parents now, you know, whether there can be a commitment to those things on Saturday. Because if we start and it's sort of half-hearted, they'll lose interest.
Yeah.
But if we start it and everybody says, yep, we're in, and then we commit, and then we make sure that interest is always there, then I think something can really, we'll see a real development. Because what it is, it comes down to helping to pull them out of mystery bubble, you know, like Brother Jess was saying, help to pull them out, and then help them to get more solid in the word.
It actually helps us.
Yeah, exactly.
It helps us out of the development.
Yeah. And it. Oh, it can be a church thing too, eh?
Yeah.
Like,
Because it's a growing pain, eh? It's a growing thing. So it's an internal, you know, for me, the internal is going to be changed. It's a higher thing. So I'm sitting at home, and because I can't keep playing church. I can't hear amen, amen, and go home.
Yeah,
they've got fellowships, and you know you've got to change some stuff, but you don't change your stuff because you hate me. So I just got in there, and it was really affecting me. So I'd stay home and really think, look, man, if you're going to do this, you know, change the value in your heart.
Right.
Don't just keep showing up saying you're going to do it and don't do it.
See, that's what I'm talking about there's a moaning and groaning in travail there to bring forth the prophetic part of the ministry. And then we've just got to be able to identify it and see it for what it is. That's what it is. It's that changing from the last season into this season. And the whole thing is a faith economy.
Yeah.
It's an economy by faith. But you look at those things in the natural. Mate, you know, just naturally producing like kumara that I've never seen before in all my days. It's a supernatural economy, eh? And then if our rangatahi can see those things, so we're just swinging everything around until they realize the value of these things. Because if that old generation is dying out, man, we revive that through the rangatahi and tamari, man, that's breaking against what the system is trying to achieve. And it's seasoning. But that's the thing, is to be able to actually commit to the Sunday. When is, for instance, that winter sport over?
It's
in April. But the soccer season goes all late to September.
Oh, just pull them out, man.
It probably would be better to start after summer. You know what I mean? Or outdoor activity.
I think, you know, because what we're coming into is actually, we're coming into planting, getting the seedlings ready. So that's an activity that can kick in. I know it's probably the most boring part, but those are areas that you look into before that.
Yeah, true.
And then, because it's like winter activity is your bush stuff.
That's what we need. See, that's the challenge, right? It's our challenge. Of how do we make this engageable? Do you know how to engage it? I mean, this is still got
obstacles. That's right.
My job is, my thing is activity, reward.
Yeah,
you know, but the word of need as we're going through, because you see the seedlings and the environment, you know, making the compost, you know, the God's nature.
It's like you said, if we see it in the word, man, we've got to walk in the vision, otherwise, it'll be the we're hearing the trumpet sound, but within us it's not lining up with what the trumpet is saying.
See it that way now more clearly, because we function through the same pattern as the ministry does. So we apply the same pattern and come up with the same result.
Actually, when we were sharing some of these things with some of the ones in Auckland, they were keen as to be a part of some of these, I don't even call it programs, some of these life schools. They were keen as, even parents were keen. Stuart and Wyatt. And even Ferdinand.
Yeah. Yeah, even even some of the entries on the street.
If you don't know, you see, it's really because it's a paradox. We say, you know, we say entertainment, this and this and this, and you show something and you have what he has come up with.
I think everybody wants to do the work, but they don't know how to do it, how to do the work. So we just kick it off. I think that's all, that's it. Because remember, we can also, we need musicians.
Yeah.
So even if we start them on the percussion or something, eh?
That's what anyone talks about.
Hey?
And the Calvin was talking about.
Yeah.
Just the next part.
The next part.
Well, he was. Well, you shared a series of. Like, he was a prophetic part of being a musician and. Prophetic part of, and then the supernatural part of. Because what was the question?
How to come into the
supernatural part
prophetic part of our ministry and the supernatural part. The supernatural is the manifestation of the prophetic part.
I'll say that again.
The supernatural part is the manifestation of the prophetic part. So in other words, the prophetic part comes, the Lord comes and vindicates his word by bringing it to pass. That's supernatural.
That's supernatural. So it's not like, for example, I was praying along the lines of, Lord, I want to upgrade in my drum kit.
Right.
If it's in the Lord, let me ask my faith.
Right.
And so, but I had to wait for the right time and the right season to ask.
Right.
And so when I asked you on Sunday, you go, yep. So is that...
That's a part of it, because it's even for our younglers. Before we can move into the next part of our ministry, you need the gear to move into the next part of our ministry, especially if you're a musician, a technician. And it's like you said, you're limited with the gear you got. So that's a part, that's a practical part of advancement.
Progression.
Yeah.
Progression and revelation. See, that's what I was listening, you know, when you were talking about the ministry being able to open the work, but there's hardly any ministries in relation to manifestation.
Right.
That can apply the principles to bring it into reality.
Yeah, right.
So instead of the revelation, not actually doing anything, just receiving the
right.
The whole manifestation of it was the actual power of progression. Mm-hmm. How can you possess it? You know, that's like with our kids and even with us. I still believe that through going through that, you'll receive the blessing of it. It's tiny, because brothers, because we go through it ourselves.
Yeah. But that's the part, is we're hearing it, we got to do it. We got to follow the truth. Now, if we are following the truth, then it's easy for the young ones to follow the truth. When they watch us fulfilling the example.
Yeah.
But I think one part, and that's what you're saying, one part is when he was ready to kick off the Sazas. Because I think this would be a big, how can I put it, a good part of the impetus to get things flowing. And then if we can get that solid as a nucleus, then these other churches will be able to join me or see how we're fulfilling the activities. We got to start. It's our vision. And then how does that affect the community? We started here. Get those things moving, see the fruit of it, and then that'll automatically, it'll go after the community automatically. Because what? The other rangatahi can see the benefits of those things too. And then it's not even a program. It's life. We're teaching them life. That's Goshen, yeah. That's
I guess too, it's another form of drawing and finding the links.
Is by sport is basically a morning till the afternoon thing. It's a final event.
Oh, yeah. If you've got two plus kids, even one kid, it's a all day thing. Mm-hmm. Then you got to take them there. You got to be there. And then every kid wants their parents to watch them. And then you got to come bring them back. And then if you're anything like the boys, there's the recovery part as well. Oh, dear, can you massage my leg? And all that stuff, you know. But normally when it's two or three kids, they're not all at the same time. No, they're like Sasha, she's
late afternoon.
Well, 3 o'clock sometimes. And it's,
I can see the benefit of those all-day wānanas here and learning something. Even if one Saturday is the whole day is learning instruments.
What about if certain ones are not born to music as a...
Then we have some other activity that they can be. But this is where the parents have to really suss out what they think their children... what area they'd be good to go into. That's where this is like I'm saying, Joshua chapter 14 was Eleazar the priest with the Urim Thummim, the parents, and Joshua the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost, the parents, and the pastoral ministry. And that helps to position and place all the members in the body. So is that the first part?
Yeah.
Find out where our children are all can slot in, and then we fit the program to be able
that's
to.
That's what I was suggest anyway. You know, talking with my therapist. Our next rangatahi get together is not this Friday, the following Friday, but this one is when we. We're bringing in the parents as well. And while we're bringing in the families of the rangatahi to be able to talk as well with them.
See, but some of those you got the next tier down and they're thinking, hey, people are getting all of this. And
we've talked to the parents about that. Sharon's talked and we've talked to the parents about that. We're leaving that up to the parents, whether they think they're mature enough or... Because they can still be 13, but their maturity level is not either... Well, some of them, they're 11 and they're more mature than some of our 16-year-olds. That's where the parents come into play.
See, Talia, she's ready to go into the
book
of being that much. Show us. Show us. Show us. It's just still a tutu.
Well, it's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's still a project.
Well, I'm getting that in the title of her as well. And old,
No, I think it's got to be sort of opened up a little bit more.
Well, at the same time, we've got to start thinking about little kids now too.
Well, if we've got that, then we bring up the next tier as a part of the program, Saturday program. I mean, how we got to be able to cater for all of the age groups. if we're going to do something on set, then cater for everybody.
Yeah, that's what I would try to do anyway. Because that's what how I try and run the Rangatahi Wānangas as well, because I know not all of us are sporty, and not all of us use our brains, but we try and do activities that include everyone.
Cater for everyone.
See, this is where these other activities in winter, like preparing them for fishing or diving or something, you know? Man, they can all learn that.
So it was shivering. Anything outside, I mean, you a good thing. If it wouldn't make me, in my eye, he's a technician. Just as I said, Jeremiah's gift hasn't come forward, but he's he definitely can read the plate. He can suss things out. He's got a little discernment.
So that's the first move, then, eh? Is to get the parents to find out where they are. Then we sort out the programs for the Saturdays accordingly. First move. And then I think we need to get onto those fairly quickly. Where's this Sunday's up the Nahipara? Wednesday tomorrow, that's the prophetic ministry and prophetic utterance part of the next part of the ministry. So we should have something that we can suss for, not this Sunday, the following Sunday. When's your fellow's not this Friday, following Friday? Yeah, we should be able to get something sus, not this Sunday, following Sunday, which is what was the date then?
15th on the Friday, 17th.
This.
The 8th this Sunday, yeah. It's Friday.
Oh, the 17th, then. 17th.
Sunday, would you say?
Yeah, by Sunday this is indeed. Yep. I'm supposed to be going to Samoa on the 15th, but I'm going to have to cancel it. I just can't make it. So we'll get that suspect. So for the Wednesday night, I know Sue, Brother Jess, you got your sustue. Mikhail? Dave? Will you call us? Hey? And Brother Larry, you can jump in too for next stage of chorus leading. And then even for trustee on both your parts. Yeah. Because that's an important part too, because if we're going to fulfill all these things, then we need the putea to be able to do it. At the moment, we got a few grand in there to get things going. Yeah, but even in Kihana, there's funds that we've got there sitting to ready to do that. And we got, I really want to see the activity for our tamariki and rangatahi really kicking in, eh? Because once we got the young ones' involvement, automatically that's parent involvement. And even if we commit that Saturday to it, man, I reckon it won't take too much. Then you get ones like Hepa's young ones that we have greater interest. Even Mike's ones. Activity. So then you fellas can kick off the prophetic part of the ministry and the advancement. Brother Steen, you're in there too, eh? You can get something ready for Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow, you mean?
Yeah, you can show it for the Zoom, for the Sunday Zoom, and for the what was it going to say? The website.
Yeah, yeah.
With some of the advancements in that one could be for.
Like a recording angel. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who can bring the advancement for the, who are you going to bring the advancements of the prayer of faith? Pastor Brent. Eddie.
This was Master's.
You mean on Friday?
Wednesday. I'm talking about Wednesday, right?
Yeah, but Friday.
But I'm talking about the prophetic part of the fasting and prayer.
Oh.
Who's going to bring that out of YouTube? Because you fellows are basically running it in. So why don't you bring the deacon side, the advancement of the prophetic part of the deacon side, and then the other one bring the prophetic part of the prayer and fasting side.
I'll do a prayer and fasting. You want to be the deacon?
And then what you do is, because if you're opening up, say for the musician part, Brother Jess, you can do the evangelical part.
Yeah, all good.
You can bring that part of the next stage of the hedges, highways and hedges.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so that once you fellows are finished, and it doesn't have to be like complicated, just in a way that you fellows would present it, and then you pull in the other ones while you're there, like your muses, you would pull in, okay, any other musicians that want to add to what I've just said. And then the same with you, Jess, if there's anybody else wants to pull in from that have got that outreach flair.
Yeah,
anybody that's online at the same time, adding on to. So when you open up the one on the prayer, then you pull in those that are on the team. Yeah. Trustees the same. You'd pull from Mike or yeah. Actually, you both touched those different parts of it. So which one of you is going to hit the trustee and who's going to hit the chorus team?
I pull it more towards the chorus team.
Right, you pull that one.
But do you want to... Wait.
Trustee.
Okay. But you guys can both feed off those things anyway. Pull in the ideas. So just have... the prophetic part of those ministries or the next parts and the advancements, because that's really what it is the advancement of the ministry in those areas, because the advancement means more fruit, more fruit than what we're producing at the moment, or more fruit that stays. And I think that would be enough to wrap up the day, because it's like,
are we getting anybody else?
Okay. Well, you're going to get the ones from your school. Like you're doing prayer and fasting, right? Then you're getting ones from your from prayer and fasting. So you're pooling their ideas. You're using their resources too.
Oh, so I got to get a hold of them.
You start them.
Okay.
And then ask them, what are your ideas? Anybody else want to add to that?
Tapping the board.
I'll probably only have to say maybe 2 minutes and then
it's a big eerie.
Yeah.
It is a big eerie. But we all got to see it because this is why I was saying from last Sunday, I can bring those things. But it's actually not my place to bring it. So everybody in those positions should be bringing that part. Because it's being birthed from you folks. This is what I'm saying.
You could, eh?
I can, easy.
Because you're pretty much wear that hat anyway. You know, as a trustee, as a. You've been there, so you could, but it's probably more effectively.
You
really want to bring it.
Because what is it? What's right? It's the order of Melchizedek. It's not the biblical order, it's the order of Melchizedek. And this is where it really comes. I think this is what helps to lift everybody's confidence that it's actually Christ in us birthing the next part rather than me saying, do it like this, do it like this, do it like this. And then it's actually the fruit of your ministry. Sweet, sweet.
I wanted to do the one I've already wrote mine down for on Sunday when you well we put your room down. I got that day, so all the way. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, heck, that's an important one. That is an important one. Somebody here, you need it.
Well, because I was going to pull them too.
Mm-hmm.
It would pull out. I'm going to tell you to get up and say something. You know what I mean?
So you prefer to bring that up?
I could start it. Yeah, well, because to be honest, I think the ones that actually do the prayer fasting, like I'm just a filler. I know what you mean about starting it. I know what that means. And because I'm running it, I know what that means.
I'll tell you what, you do the rangatahi, I'll do the prayer fasting.
Yeah, yes, okay.
And then you stay with your music. I'll do the prayer and fasting, and then I'll pull. But we'll leave that one towards the last. I think if we do the, let's do the, outreach in the local and national field, right? And then I can add to that in the international field. If we can start that one off first, and then probably Brother Dave, you start off from the deacons one, right? You start the deacon one first. You go bring the trustee one in next. Because those ones are quite brief, you don't have to pull from too many places. Then Brother Jess, you bring the outreach, the evangelical part. And then you do the choruses, the music, the worship, how to bring forth new life, new songs, all that kind of stuff. And Brother Kelvin, then you bring in the music part and start pulling in some of those. Then you've got the undertaking.
Should I add that up? I know Sharon's doing that.
I'll pull them and bring the undertaking one. And a lot of this is going to depend on time anyway.
Would there be a part two?
I think so. I think it's an important thing because we're talking about actually birthing these things. I don't even mind doing something like this on a Sunday. Because for me, it's like, what is church? It's actually us fellowshipping together around the world. If it's a Levitical order, then we've got to stick to the kaupapa of one call of preaching, everybody else listening. I think we've gone past that stage. We still need the word to give us direction and everything, but the interactive part, I think, is probably a way of breaking that, how can I put it, the way people think the church is supposed to operate normally. It's not doing away with the gifts, because this is where I think Baltimore Church went wrong. When they got to a place where everybody fellowships and everybody's this one's got this revelation, this one's got that revelation. No, it's still fivefold ministry gifts, bringing the word. When you've got every Tom, Dick, and Harry bringing the word, and they're not called to that, that's something different. And that's what CC is.
It's not status quo, it's just for the time of the season, for its purpose.
Right. He's actually Brother Cyril started that down in the Mortimer Church, and then everybody was struggling because it was because the ministers were struggling to bring forth new word. And so they handed the responsibility to everybody, and they're not built to handle it. So somebody's got a feeling, somebody's got a revelation, somebody's got a, the Lord told me, oh, it doesn't even line up with the word. Technicians would be good to pull those ones in too late and see what the young ones have got to say about the advancements of emulations. See, there's two parts of the advancement of the ministry, of where we are to where we should be, and merging the prophetic part of the ministry with the advancements. So I can't see us finishing it on Wednesday, we'll just roll on to the next Wednesday because we are part of it. And even if we're not finished then, we'll roll it on into the Sunday. Until we've got that down clear. By that time, we should have things sussed on the direction for our young ones. So that's about us then, eh? You guys got anything else you want to bring up here?
You ended.
I know that direction, but I want to go for those things. What about you guys? But the juice, Steve?
You ended with the list with the music. When do you want the technician, Zoom, website to kick in?
Same time as Brother, Brother Calvin has come through, kicking in.
Worship and music, and okay.
The music, the technicians, the website, the Zoom.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? And then if we don't have the time, we just run it through for the next one. Just gives more time to be able to wait on it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows where you're slotting in anyway, eh? Mate, I better write it down there because it will make
me
Dave,
trustees. Yeah,
technicians, musicians, technicians, and then Brother Jess, then Rangatahi, then prayer and fasting, and what?
Oh, you'll have great singers coming in, of course.
Yeah, you bring in the singers and songwriters. Singers. Songwriters. Man, your portfolio.
Yeah,
yeah, just include them and then pull from those resources. See, this is one of the keys too, is how you use the resources.
that's a unique actually. When you go to actually, if you went to go to the New Zealand ministers, you'd see our room.
Yeah.
And people got that skill from the resources.
Yeah. Because they've got an ability to unfold the facts, but then to be able to draw on the experiences within there, very, very because of independence. Be shoulders, man. Be I think a big part is how you fellas use your resources.
What's that called?
Because, hey,
right?
Oh, utilizing your resources. Giving fellas jobs.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Delegating. Because I think Brother Jess had been probably on outreach side and evangelism side, there'd be Hippo Pizon. And then there's probably Phil if he's on. I don't know. Just give him a quick pass, a quick short pass. I think they pull the ball back. we'll have that one for another one.
No, they renamed that to the outreach.
It's going to be more.
No, and then. Who's the other fellow? Same thing. And even Brother Armin.
Oh, yes.
Armin would be good in that area, so just get a bit of feedback from him, too. Who else in the outreach side? What about any of our Ramatai?
Because that can be a part of that perfecting of the.
Well, it's an ability to blend the use any of the other gifts to fulfill the. That's in his notes as a
religion.
Yeah. Because actually, these secret weapons, the rangatau, because you imagine when they're out in the highways and the hedges, they were the attraction in Kawhi at the music. Actually, our young ones.
Yeah, attraction for both.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you've always got a lot, man. You've got a lot on your plate. Man, I'm glad that I'm the spectator. I'm the judge. I'll be the judge of the
league. Don't worry, guys. I'll wait on you. Just tap it out. Tap it on this thing. That's scary.
Well, that's a big part of it, you know, because when you open up the vision, man, everybody got to walk in the vision they're unfolding. And this is the importance of understanding it's coming from a birth, it's coming from that moaning and groaning and travail. Deacon part is a big one because it's like making sure. The policeman is the authority to make sure the vision is being carried out. That's why there's a moaning and groaning and travail. And then the implementation of all of those things. I don't think it's all about, it's not about the, these things are not about the do's and the don'ts, because that's already dealt with in the fundamental foundations. It's breaking into that supernatural part. How to come into that then? How to prepare ourselves to come into that then? Ooh, I'm looking forward to Wednesday.
That's tomorrow.
This is a tool of progress. It's all about going forward. And remember, the reason I started these things was because I actually looked at the impact that we as a church have locally, nationally, and internationally. And then I realized this is very unique. And look at the responsibility that the Lord has given us. Remember when I came back to give that report? Look at the responsibility He's given us. And how we need to sharpen up, raise up a little bit higher to be able to fulfill these things. Because, and then the other thing was looking at some of the advancements in some of the other groups like Hitoka, for an example, and thinking, hey, these were the young fellas who raised up. And now they're coming into it, but I mean, I'm happy to see this. So this is, I think we hit everything on the nail. And can get back to my, my kite now. I was just supposed it was a word of prayer. Our gracious Father, Lord, it's really a joy for us as brothers to come together and to be able to discuss these things. But knowing, Lord, there's something within us that's moaning and groaning and travailing, wanting to come forth. And we can't escape, oh God, the responsibility that we hold in the unfolding of the Word. And you've given us these kind of responsibilities, Lord. We want to be able to reach the mark. We don't want to be just hearers of the Word, but doers also. We want to even, Lord, be able to pave the way. I know, Lord, when children were going from Shittim, crossed over to Jordan, coming into Gilgal, the promised land, the Levites had to go first. Those Levites, Lord, were unfolding the vision. The Word was following the worshippers. And then everybody followed the Word. I believe, Lord, that was a new strategy that you were bringing everybody into. And then, Lord, even the thought that when they got into that new land, into the promised land, they begin to eat the old corn on the land. They weren't eating from the food in the wilderness no more. They weren't eating manna and quail that you were bringing. They were eating the old corn of the land. And we realized, Lord, that to enter into a promised land, you've got to be eating the fruit of that land. Those are the things I see, Lord, that acclimatize ourselves to the supernatural land. Because as Israel's land is a natural land, ours is a supernatural land.
Yes.
But I do pray, Lord, that because we have that desire to move into these things, that, Lord, our rangatahi and our tamariki would see our enthusiasm would see, Lord, how we raise up to meet these responsibilities, and then they would want to be like us. They would want to be able to get in the slipstream and follow in the footprints of the parents. Until, Lord, the whole body is functioning under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And then I believe, Lord God, that would be an attraction. I know that was an attraction to our brother Robert. I know, Lord, that was an attraction to these other ones that I met in Tikipanga. I know that that would be an attraction to our sister Dawn up in Nantipata. And then even, Lord, hearing that these different churches that are coming together and over there in Cooper's Beach, and wanting a wānanga there for 3 days. I know, Lord, if we can come into the prophetic part of our ministry, and it could create such a vortex of the power of the living God, others would want to duplicate that as well. But let that fire, oh God, let us just get that fire raging amongst ourselves, that revival fire. Then, Lord, people just seeing the fruits, seeing the manifestation of the supernatural God. I believe, Lord, back in the Gospels, that was the attraction, was the Word being made flesh. The attraction was the supernatural on display. That great healing manifestation, oh God, it caused crowds to come. Nobody had to advertise those meetings. Crowds were coming for healing. Crowds were coming, oh God, to have devils cast out of them, to be set free from the things of this world and the things of this life. Let that be the attraction, brothers. But let us bring about that kind of manifestation, Lord, where even our young ones can be caught up in these things, where they can pray for the sick and they can recover. Where they can prophesy and then watch what they prophesy come to pass. Grant these things, Father. And then I pray that we would, as parents, help to liberate all the potential that is within our rangatahi and our tamariki. What an image that we are beholding in the Word. And we look forward to seeing that vision become manifested in reality form.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I know, Lord, at this present time, it's sweet in our mouth. But there will come a time of the process as we're coming into these things, as we're coming into the new part of our ministry, there'll be a bitter in the belly. There'll be challenges to our faith. But we're thankful, Lord, that our faith is strong. I believe it's these things that lift us up into a rapturing faith. But Lord, let there be a short and powerful demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Let these things, O God, cause our rangatahi to want to invite friends to come and see what's taking place in the Shekinah glory. Grant these things, Father. So we commit them into your hands. Just give the brothers wisdom, Lord, and how to pick up and take care of their part in the unfolding of the vision. Give them a confidence, Lord, about what they see, and let there be a clarity so they can present these things in simplicity. Grant these things, Lord. Let them know how to utilize all of the resources within their giftings. And then, Lord, because these things are a part of the revival that is coming by the way. So I commit all of these things into your hands, Lord. thankful that you're moving us into this season. And excited, Lord, to see the further unfolding of these things. As I commit these things into your hands now, Lord, just see our brothers safely home.
Yes.
And let them be refreshed, ready for the challenges that would come in the next day.
Yes.
We thank you and ask these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.